flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, which was mostly spent talking about Josh McDaniels coming on back to the New England Patriots. Terrell Williams, the D coordinator, we hit on briefly as well. We had our guy Turpin talk some Celtics. All of it available to you on the Odyssey app. Just download the Jones and Keefe podcast. Listen to it at your leisure anytime you want.
Yeah.
Middle of the night. You wake up in the middle of the night. You're like, I can't sleep. Turn it on.
Yeah, you're tossing, turning, yeah. Counting sheep. Pop on Jones and Keefe.
That's what I would do.
There you go.
The Boston Bruins back in action tonight, Jones, taking on the Devils. 7 o'clock puck drop tonight.
Oh.
See if the Bees can string some wins together here, get some points.
I saw.
We want some points.
Captain Marchand benched 2 games ago.
Yeah.
And prior to that, not happy with Rich Keefe.
No.
I saw he was barking at people today at the morning skate. Ready?
Oh, boy. Well, I didn't say anything.
Adam Pellerin. Bruins, so this is Bruins sideline here. Bruins reporter.
He's usually between the benches, isn't
he?
Sometimes?
Yeah. Well, when he's not in the suite with the moms. Bruins just wrapped up morning skate. Brad Marchand told the team during stretch to clean it up.
Uh oh.
And they better be ready to go tonight.
Man,
that's a.
I agree.
It's an angry captain. You've angered him now.
Devils have been all right. They're third in the Metro. Bruins are currently in a real log jam. In the division. So they have 52 points, but they've played more games than both Montreal and Ottawa, also at 52 points. Tampa Bay has 53 points, and they are a few up on Detroit. So right now, I would say in the division, only Buffalo is completely out of it. Detroit needs to figure it out. They've lost 3 in a row, so they're playing their way out of
it. Yeah, what did they end up losing? 6 in a row? That was their losing streak? What that cost them, and I know they picked up a point here and there throughout that streak, maybe just 1 point
in that streak. I think 1, actually, yeah.
But what that cost them was any breathing room they had, because now they are in a log jam and they have games out of hand against a bunch of these teams. That's what that cost them, and that's why Cam Neely comes out and says, yeah, we got to consider 2 pathways, including perhaps retooling.
They are catching the Devils at a good time. New Jersey has lost 4 in a row.
Someone say they're due.
Some would say that, yes.
Avengers! Grab bag.
Meanwhile, the Celtics are in action late game. You're going to have to stay up late. It's part of their West Coast road trip, taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. Although no Kawhi Leonard in this one, Celtics have a few guys questionable, like Drew Holiday and Al Horford.
Well, it's a back-to-back as well, right? So you'd imagine maybe they manage Horford on the front end, Porzingis on the back end.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Maybe you do something like that. The Lakers game is tomorrow.
I was going to say,
Not that they're going anywhere. They'll be at Staples. Again, Golden State was shorthanded. What could you really glean from that game? And they dominated in that game. What could you really glean? This feels like a similar one tonight.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I'd like to see them string some wins together and right the ship, because they've been a .500 team for too long.
That is true.
It's my
grab bag.
And I need it now.
Okay. Kevin O'Connell signed a multi-year extension as the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. For a brief second, there was talk during the playoffs about, you know, would they trade for him and all this other stuff. But it looks like, no, Kevin O'Connell is staying with Minnesota, who was great in the regular season, of course, one and done in the playoffs.
I saw Jay Glazer, who had the report that teams were calling about O'Connell defending his report. He's like, I didn't say they were ever going to trade him. He's just like, I saw teams lining up. Look,
Scoops game is a wild one.
It is.
People get really mad.
It is a wild game. Yeah. I don't discredit that there was any, you know, animosity in the negotiations there. They let him go right up to the final year of his deal.
Yeah.
I was hoping the Patriots at least made a call on that. But, yeah, I'd say all that's out of the way. He's going to be there. He's a good coach, so good move by Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I think they're about to sign their GM to an extension as well.
I have a structured settlement, and I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877.
Grab bag.
The Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025 was announced yesterday. Of course, we on the show made our votes known. We cast our ballot, as it were. We came up with four Hall of Famers: Manny Ramirez, Alex Rodriguez, Ichiro, and CC Sabathia. Well, two out of those four are going in. Real shocker, no Manny, no A-Rod. But Ichiro goes in, CC Sabathia goes in,
boo.
And Billy Wagner.
Big time boo.
Closer Billy Wagner goes in.
Billy Wagner got on our All-Star Hall of Fame ballots yesterday. I think only two of the five of us even voted for Billy Wagner. Now he's in the Hall of Fame.
Now he's in the Hall of Fame. Not my Hall of Fame.
You guys are in the wrongs.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Nick was a big Billy Wagner proponent.
He was a one-time Rolling Stones Relief Man of the Year.
One time.
Maybe I should have given him a little bit more credit. But yeah, you would never really consider him the best closer in the game.
No, the Red Sox got him late in his career. I was like, oh, that's cool. Nice pitcher. I never was like, boy, that's a future Hall of Famer they have.
Yeah, he was all right.
I can't fully decide. I know which way I'm leaning. I can't fully decide on how I feel about Ichiro being one vote away from unanimous. I think I respect the guy who didn't vote for
him. Do you?
Yes, I think I do.
I think the unanimous thing is so stupid. So for years and years and years, nobody was ever unanimous, and those were always mistakes. So Willie Mays wasn't in.
That
dumb.
Was stupid, but now there's been a unanimous. Right. But I don't think that was the logic. I think somebody probably just looked at it, and they're like, Ichiro was fine, not
Wolf
a Hall of Famer.
Sand.
No,
that might be true, but I'm saying, but there's been too many guys, like, so Greg Maddux and Ken Griffey Jr., and so somebody, but for a long time, people would say, well, Ted Williams wasn't, so this guy wasn't, which
Babe
is such
Ruth,
dumb.
Babe Ruth
so
wasn't.
Dumb.
Yeah,
so
but,
dumb.
But I don't think people do that anymore because there has been a unanimous guy.
Yeah, yeah. But some guy was just like, no, Ichiro's not a Hall of Famer.
Let me tell you,
what's
better?
That guy's deal?
Well, what's better, to go along with the herd like I did? Yes, I didn't really even want to put Ichiro on my ballot.
But you did.
I went along with the herd. I should have dug my heels in.
But what's that guy's
Manny
stance
and
A-Rod? He's not?
I don't know that he hit 19 home runs. That's what he hit on a good year for him.
Runs?
Did he ever hit 19?
It's not home run derby. It's who are the best players.
But he never won.
It's baseball. It doesn't matter.
But
that's
important, I think. And you called him yesterday a slap hitter. Like, great. He's a slap hitter in the Hall of Fame.
It's slap it around a little bit.
Yeah.
He was an MVP. He was rookie of the year. 10-time All-Star. 10-time Gold Glover.
Why do you like Manny and A-Rod more?
They're better players.
Right. That's why. Because they hit for power.
They suck dingers, but I mean, I'm not going to only have the home run heroes. I think a guy like Ichiro, who had 250 hits every year.
I want to know who it is. Who was the one who didn't vote
I did
before?
Too.
Before? It's too dangerous. Like, if it was Bradfo.
Get him on the show.
We know it wasn't Bradfo. Bradfo tweeted out at least that box was ballot, right?
I think Bradfo somehow voted for like 15 guys. It's like, aren't you limited to 10?
No. He voted for Pedroia 15 times what he did. Yeah,
he's like, obviously get Dustin in there. Here, another one for Dustin.
But
he voted for Wagner.
I want to know who it is. I want to know who it is before I fully commit to this, but I think I respect the person who didn't vote for Ichiro. I'm not one of these who goes, who are you? He should have been Ichiro shouldn't have been unanimous.
You know what my guess is?
What?
And maybe they've cleaned this up a little bit over the years. Ever since the Royd guys have been on there, I feel like there's like a blank ballot guy.
I'm not going to vote for anybody.
Well, that would be a battery. If we find out it's that, I no longer respect it. I need info
on who. Or nailed it to the wrong place.
I need info on who it is and why they did it, but I think I respect them, whoever you are.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Liam Cohen is staying with the Tampa Bay Bucks, not taking the Jacksonville Jaguars job. That seemed to be reported early on that he was going to go to the Jags, and that's not happening.
Yeah.
So they remain in need of a coach.
I like him as a head coaching candidate. In fact, there was a time where I thought the Patriots wouldn't even get a side glance from the Ben Johnsons of the world that I was advocating for Liam Cohen here. But passing on Jacksonville, probably a good career move. Do you have There was another move with Tampa in their front office just came out. Is that in the grab
no,
bag?
Go ahead. What do you have?
Tom Brady has hired a GM with the Vegas Raiders.
Who you got?
And it is from Tampa. It is John Spytek, who would overlap with Brady during his time in Tampa. He's now the GM of the Vegas Raiders.
How do you like that?
So he's not staying Spytek in Tampa. Unlike Liam Cohen, that's true. You got to bring your spying operation along to
smart.
Vegas. That's true. Very smart.
A lot of success.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You are my sunshine. My only
grab bag. Khalil Mack coming back. The Chargers pass rusher said after they got bounced, he's got to think about it. Mm. Apparently, he has thought about it. He's coming back, free agent.
Return of the Mac.
Mm. I'd bring him in. I think he only had like 6 sacks last year. He's not what he used to be.
He's going to be 34 in about a
calm
month.
Down, Nick. Good Lord. Let the guy live.
Yeah. No, you know what?
Let the guy breathe.
More Jelani Tavai and pieces like this rushing the passer next year. That's what I want.
Grab bag. All right. Billy Landy was telling us about this. I think Roto World had it. A fantasy football punishment. There's always a lot of good ones every year. And it must have been a bunch of college kids. And so the guy who came in last place had to, in the cafeteria, walk a marathon.
Wait, in like around the perimeter of the cafeteria?
Yeah.
Outside or
no,
inside?
Inside.
Oh, I missed that one.
Inside.
Told us
so kids are having the chicken patty and enjoying their lives. Yeah, this kid just had to walk.
And they're like, what's this weirdo? The best part of it is you're like, what's this weirdo
what's
doing walking around the cafeteria?
Took him over 9 hours.
Yeah.
Because you're walking a marathon.
Well, first of all, I would smoke that.
I couldn't do that.
You couldn't
walk for 9 straight hours?
You couldn't do that? Yes, you could.
I think all my joints would lock up. I think I'd go into some sort of like a attack.
They do challenges like this on Big Brother. I know you're not a fan of Big Brother.
No, I'm not a fan.
They'll do challenges of this where, like, you know, some soccer mom is walking around in the backyard and they turn it into this dramatic feat of strength that they just walked for like 10 hours straight. And you're like, it's not that hard. You could easily do that.
Dude, there is
9 hours? You could do that. First of all, it wouldn't take you 9 hours to walk.
The last episode of The Traitors, not to give anything away as to what happened, but they're stupid. Little like thing that they have to do in the middle of the episode, they're just basically walking up a hill.
Oh, yeah.
The one guy from The Biggest Loser is like, I thought I could do anything, but I can't do this.
I thought that was crazy.
You're walking up a hill, dude. Like, everybody else is doing it like 10 times.
First of all, that guy's had a heart attack, he said. So first of all, he's like, I've had a heart attack. At one point, I weighed 400 pounds or whatever because I was on Biggest Loser.
Did he win Biggest Loser? Because he's a thin guy now.
I think that's what they said.
Hell
and I'm like, what? Whatever made you think you were good at stuff like this? Well, it sounds to me like you'd be terrible at an event like this.
One of my buddies,
a competition like this.
When we got out of college, one of my buddies said we were all like looking for jobs.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, if I don't get a job soon, he's like, I'm just going to gain 400 pounds and then go on The Biggest Loser and win it. And I was like, that's one way to go about it. I'm like, good luck. I'm like, I guess.
Honestly?
He's like, no, I could do it.
That's not a bad plan.
It's like,
sit around.
Now, he must have got a job quickly. He never ended up going down this road, but this was a plan of his. I'm like, oh, man.
That was a time.
I think there was like a good cash prize.
A lot of, you know, friends maybe were like, I'm going to go on American Idol. I'm a great singer.
No. I'm going to gain.
I have great dance moves. I'm going to go on So You Think You Can Dance. He goes, no. I'm just going to gain.
And he was like a thin dude, too. He's like, I'm going to put on like 400 pounds and then go on that show and win. I was like, I guess. It's outside the box.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
All right. So also just recently installed back in the White House, apparently Donald Trump has a Diet Coke button.
Yeah, it's back.
So he hits a button, boom, Diet Coke's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a wish from a genie. You hit a button, boom, Diet Coke.
Yeah.
So the question for everybody here, if you had a button and you could get drink or food, let's open up to food.
Food too.
All right. But you got to be specific with what it is.
Uh-huh.
What would that drink or food item be?
Yeah. Yours is a Celsius? What
Celsius.
Is yours?
Yeah, the orange Celsius.
Yeah, that's a good move.
No, mine it's tough because you would get sick of like any one thing, I think. So I might go iced coffee because I could drink at least two of those every day. And if that's the button, then I'll do that.
I thought coffee. Iced is probably
iced
the
coffee,
better.
Yeah.
Can we open it up to, do we sound like alcoholics if you open it up to beer?
No, I think that's a good call. I thought about that.
If you want like a nice, like I'd like a nice frosty Coors Light, like whenever I could get one, just like boom.
Like I think if you're a president, I think you have the right to kick back and enjoy.
Yeah, at the end of the workday.
You breakfast, gotta, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm you're
probably, well, you're end of the day, whatever.
You're gonna have a breakfast beer and a lunch beer, and then at the end of the day, maybe a couple more.
That's true.
Yeah, I think a Coors Light button is what I would like.
Billy?
Yeah.
For me, I think it's just simple like a cheese pizza.
A whole cheese pizza?
You're Kevin McAllister.
Just keep it simple because, like, I don't know if I could narrow it down to a beverage. And, like, I think just a plain cheese pizza sometimes is just so simple and perfect and easy. Like, I would say nachos, but then it's like, well, what are you going to put on the nachos? Like, no.
Pizza special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that that we eat?
I love toppings, but just a plain cheese right out of the oven pizza.
But food, a lovely cheese pizza just for me.
Food does invite. It's like your Diet Coke button, that's going to be very consistent.
Yeah.
I think most beverages are going to be very consistent. Food does invite maybe a little...
variations on it.
That's the word.
That's
variance.
Why
you've got
to keep it simple.
Yeah.
I ate a turkey
burger club.
That's yours, Nick?
I would probably go bacon cheeseburger, but I could not use the drum.
Three
all day.
Three
all the way, whatever it was.
Daggers. Best daggers in town. That's not bad. I like that one, too. Yeah.
Here comes the grab bag.
All right, let's go to the best NBA performers from last night. Jones, we have five candidates. Nikola Jokic, triple-double, 27, 13, and 10. Anthony Davis, 29, 16 boards, 5 assists. Karl Anthony Towns had 25, 16, and 6. Tyrese Maxey, 28 points, 10 assists. And DeAndre Ayton, remember him? 22 points, 15 rebounds for Portland in a win over Miami.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a triple-double. I guess I'll go. I feel like I've gone Jokic a couple of times.
It normally is Jokic.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the wrong thing.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, here we go. He is not a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
However,
Ricardo Rincon.
Who is it?
Ricardo Rincon.
No, it's not.
Wow.
It's not.
What a.
That would have been a good
guess. Talk about calling your shot.
He is an outfielder.
Not Ricardo Rincon, yep.
He had a 18th place MVP finish as well as a 20th place MVP finish.
Nice.
Never an all-star, but had a career high, single season high, 44 home runs 1 year.
Oh, that's real nice.
That's a juicy number right
Chris
there.
Davis. He had 44.
Nope. Not
he had
Davis.
44 home runs and finished 18th in the MVP voting.
He finished 20th that year.
Wow.
Because that was the year 2000.
Did you tell us which side he swings from? I don't think you did. I don't need the
throwing. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
He was a right-handed stick and a right-handed arm.
Don't.
He'd toss it in from the right side.
Okay, 44.
Glove on the left hand. Throwing it in. From the outfield, who's a outfielder, he played for Houston, Texas, and the Mets. Far and away the majority of his games with the Houston Astros.
Okay.
He broke into the majors in 1997. His final year was 2005.
That's a quick career.
Three times he hit 25 or more home runs, but far and away his best year was the year 2000, where he hit 314, had 44 bombs, 122 RBI, and an OPS over 1,000.
Wow.
And he finished 20th in the MVP.
Okay, 2000. Like, to
in
me,
the year
that 2000, sounds so recent, but that's a long time ago.
And it was Houston?
Yep.
It was with Houston when he did that. He had a 6.3 WAR that year.
Where else did he play?
The Mets and the Rangers.
No.
He played on a couple of playoff teams, 97, 98, and 01
Come on.
Astros.
Who were the Killer Bees? Like, think of those teams. Like, it's got to be one. Who played with those guys? We got Biggio, Bagwell, Bell. It's not Bell.
He's not a Killer Bee. I can give you
not
that.
Not Berkman.
It's not Big Puma.
Big Puma must have been an all-star.
Oh, Big Puma.
I think he's just a first baseman.
Yeah,
right?
Puma. He's like Cardinals.
Is he in the Hall of Fame? Puma was great.
He's
a nice player.
I'm stumped. Do you see it anywhere? Twitch
Derek
chat?
Bell.
Let's see. Twitch. That's not Derek Bell.
I didn't officially guess Derek
Twitch
Bell.
Twitch chat has it, and the text line does have it.
They do? The text line has it?
Yeah, they both do.
I never would have got this. It's Richard Hidalgo.
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
Richard Hidalgo hit 44 home runs?
44 Damn. Bombs.
With 1,000 OPS.
Could have given me a million guesses.
No chance I was getting that.
Dude was a stud. Yeah, 2000 Richard Hidalgo. You don't remember the Hidalgo season?
No.
Nicknamed Doggy?
Was that his nickname?
That's right.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, Doggy, he could play.
All right,
Twitch One of the chat. Forgotten stars of the 2000 season.
Twitch chat and the text line. Back right around Y2K. He had 44 home runs.
Yeah.
A 314 average, well over 100 RBIs.
This guy's a machine.
And an OPS of 1,000, and I barely even remember the name.
No.
Okay, well, that makes him random.
He was pretty random. Yeah, he was.
It's your random baseball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag on Jones.
Jeff Kent won the MVP that year.
Oh, so Bonds.
Beating out Hidalgo, who had the same number of votes as teammate Moises Alou.
For the MVP?
Yeah, that was back in the day when Houston was in the National League. Hmm. And one more vote than previous random baseball player of the year, the Octopus, Antonio Alfonseca.
Oh, we gotta familiarize ourselves more with the MVP votes in
oh
that
my
specific
God.
Year.
You know who's ahead of him? Brian Giles, yesterday's guy.
This is the sweet spot. This is Keith's wheelhouse.
Wow.
We got to really dig in on the 2000 MVP votes.
Chip away tomorrow.
We'll be able to
guys.
Predict tomorrow's random baseball player of the day. We'll see what WEEI Afternoons has coming up. Hart, Fitzy, and Ted Johnson. Plus, we'll get you our clip du jour next.